outlook is for a slowdown in the pace of rent inflation over the next few years, in line with a rising unemployment rate and weaker population growth. Rents have been rising fast, and rent inflation is much higher than increases in the price of owned homes, says the report. Inflation of rented accommodation was 8.3% in the third quarter of this year. That's the fastest pace since the early 1980s. Lowering the number of newcomers should halt or possibly even reverse Canada's population growth, slowing demand for rental accommodation, the report said. But while Desjardins expects rent inflation to slow, it said there's uncertainty around how the federal government will implement its new immigration policies. If the population slows faster than anticipated, the demand for rental accommodation will slow and price pressures will ease, it says. On the other hand, higher than anticipated population growth that are more in line with the Bank of Canada's recent outlook would put more sustained pressure on rent prices. And the RCMP will begin its rollout of body-worn cameras for officers across the country next week. It expects deployment of more than 10,000 cameras to be finished over the next 12 to 18 months. The Mounties say the cameras serve as an objective record of how officers interact with the community. Officers will wear the cameras on their chests. The cameras will flash red lights to indicate their recording. The RCMP says the cameras won't be worn for surveillance or for 24-hour recordings. They also won't be used in settings with a high expectation of privacy, such as washrooms or hospitals, or during strip or body cavity searches. In sports, there are 10 games tonight, including the New York Islanders here against the Vancouver Canucks. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. Toronto and Winnipeg both in town now for a couple of days, practicing and getting ready for Grey Cup Sunday kickoff, 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon at BC Place, with an estimated 50,000 fans expected to be in the stands. And a most unusual boxing match is set to go tomorrow on Netflix. It'll be his first fight in nearly 20 years as Iron Mike Tyson takes on YouTuber Jake Paul. The odds on this one are interesting and astronomical. Wave weather, partly cloudy with a chance of a shower this evening and a low of 5. Tomorrow, a chance of drizzle in the morning and then a mix of sun and cloud for the balance of the day with a high about 8. Drizzle or rain on Saturday, clouds and showers for Sunday. Right now, we're still seeing the last little glimmers of sunshine, and it's still 10 degrees in downtown Vancouver.
There's something I can't.
98.3. That is Darlin' Darlin' Baby from Byron Tarquin to start things off this hour, along with giving you the best that I've got from Anita Baker. It is 4:10, Sterling Fox with you on this Thursday afternoon. Still ahead, lots of wonderful music, including the great Bob James. Dave Koz will be along, as will Whitney Houston. And right now, here's Chris Bode. This is Indian Summer, Wave 98.3.
Vancouver's coolest vibe.
First you love me, then you hate me. It's a daily thing, it don't even faze me. You're my girl, I'm your baby. And we've been together for so long that we drive each other crazy. Things get heated. Another lazy Sunday. Better enjoy it, 'cause the peace won't last till Monday. It's a little strange that we still feel the same. Are we just going through the motions, hoping something's gonna change? It goes up.
get lost and found. None of this carousel on with the round and round. Tell me where it starts. Yeah. I'm inclined to think that we will never get away. Love has got a hold on us, our minds too strong to break. If we're ever gonna make it, we're gonna have to change our ways. Can we ever go back to the love of yesterday? The love of yesterday. The love of, love of, the love of, da, 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 da. It goes up and down. Baby, I'm getting worried. We get lost and found. Under this carousel, oh, it goes round.
Wave 98.3 with Sean Jones, and that song is called Carousel, along with Chris Bodie and Indian Summer. 416, it is dry around Metro Vancouver, and that is always an asset when it comes to afternoon rush hour, which so far is getting underway fairly smoothly. Volume building in the usual spots with backups, for example, coming off the North Shore around Lonsdale, heading down to the Cut. And once you get down across the Ironworkers and through the Cassiar Tunnel, heading east out of the city, very slow through that bottleneck, First Avenue, a Grandview Highway, Willingdon, and it starts to open up once you get past Kensington. So again, the usual high volume stuff in the usual spots, no major problems there. And on the three bridges on the south side of town, the Arthur Lang, the Oak, and the Knight Street bridges, all of them busy, and all of them backed up into the 40s, with Knight Street as usual being the busiest.
Savor the best of White Rock during Taste White Rock, a premier restaurant festival happening all month. West Beach, East Beach, Five Corners, and Uptown all have featured restaurants, cafes, and breweries offering a special signature dish or drink. Visit tastewhiterock.com for a full list of participating eateries. Plus, check out White Rock BIA on social media to enter their daily contests. Experience the unique restaurant culture and their city by the sea at Taste White Rock. Details at tastewhiterock.com.
There is a chance of a shower or some drizzle overnight and some fog patches as well. The low will go down to 5. And then morning stuff, morning precipitation will clear away with a mix of sun and cloud expected and a high of 8 by tomorrow afternoon. Hopefully it turns out very similar to today, which was quite a delightful surprise. Now, drizzle or rain for Saturday, and for Grey Cup Sunday, clouds and a chance of a shower with a high of slightly warmer 10 degrees. Going to be awfully busy in downtown Vancouver on Sunday. I mean, it's Grey Cup week. There are festivities underway right now, and we'll carry on through the weekend. But we've got both a football game starting at 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon, with 50,000 folks expected for that one. And across the street, yes, of course, there'll be a hockey game. The Canucks are in town with a 7 o'clock puck drop. So if you're planning on attending either one of those, public transportation, unless you have a well-known and very secret parking spot you're sure to get, would probably be a really good idea. Back to music with Airplay, and After the Love Is Gone.
For a while, to love was all we could do. We were young and new, and your eyes were alive. Deep inside, we knew our love was true. Something light would invite us to begin the day.
Something was happening along the way. What used to be happy was sad. Oh, something happened along the way. Yesterday was all that we had.
Yeah. that what was wrong wasn't right. We tried to find what we'd had, but sadness was all that we shared. We were scared our affair would tear our love in two.
Something would happen along the way. Would this be happy, sad? Was all that we had. Oh, the love is gone. What did you leave me on? The one that was there.
may always stay the way they are. Still my head looks for a change from time to time. I don't really mean to look that far. Give me music. And turn on the music. Let the music change my.
Don't I dig the big time rock and roll? To sit in the darkness and be somebody else. A time which after all is under control. Give me music. Strike up the music.
Strike up the music.
Let the music fill the air.
My dear friend, your head's been sinking like a stone. You must try thinking like a cloud sometime. Just leave a happy side out loud sometime. There's a thing on the inside, just there's a thousand things for you to do. So come on.
Let a hush fall on the movie crowd.
Three, that is Mary Claire Barlow and David Blamire, and music also in there, Rick Emmett, beautiful guitar work on Three Clouds Across the Moon. 4:33 on the West Coast. Here's Layla Hathaway's latest, So In Love, on the way.
Hey. So satisfying, carry me right. Wave 98.3, proud supporters of good thoughts, good times, and good friends. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Wave 98.3, The Secret Drawer, the great Bob James for your Thursday afternoon. Also in there, Leila Hathaway and So In Love. It's 4:41. I'm Sterling Fox. Well, the folks at Stanley Park and the train have finally taken to social media to apologize. This all happened today for the deeply frustrating experience people went through trying to get tickets to the Stanley Park Christmas train. And they say this year is totally sold out. There are no plans to open up on-site sales or create more dates for the season. The dates, by the way, are 2 weeks from tomorrow. It all starts up on Friday, November 29th, and runs right through January 4th. But when tickets went on sale last Saturday, it took last Friday, rather, it took less than a day for them to sell out, even though many users reported all sorts of delays and the website had to pause a couple of times because it was overwhelmed. Oh, and the park board has said all sorts of comments. Needless to say, Vancouverites aren't terribly shy when they're trying to accomplish something, and the park board takes a lot of flack because, well, they set themselves up in that way, don't they? So they've read hundreds of comments about the gaffes and glitches, and the park board says they plan to use that feedback as so the operation and event planning can improve things for next year. But they have also said they're going to stick with ShowPass. That's the ticket provider, and they have them under contract through 2028. Oh, and as far as that goes, the organizers strongly discourage purchasing tickets from third-party sellers, as we can't verify their legitimacy and can only offer refunds to original ticket holders in the case of event changes. This warning also part of the big social media apology today. And by the way, Bright Nights in Stanley Park is it doesn't require tickets. This is the fun part of it. This is 6,400 hours from countless hundreds of volunteers, mostly firefighters from around the Metro Vancouver area, who put up these 3 million Christmas lights for the Bright Nights display. They accept donations. All the money goes to the Professional Firefighters Burn Fund, and they've so far raised over $2.5 million over the years through this Bright Nights work that they do. It is fantastic. It is just a phenomenal light show. And yes, of course, the Christmas train is a big deal too, especially for, well, the little people in your life of varying ages too. But you know, you can still go and enjoy Bright Nights, kick into the Burn Fund, and have a good time. But yes, the park board says your observations have been duly noted, and as bureaucrats love to say, taken under advisement. And we'll see about that next year, won't we? Back to music at 4:44, 9 degrees downtown, by the way. This is Molly Johnson and those Inner City Blues, good old Marvin Gaye song, Wave 98.3.
Let downs that breaks setbacks. Natural fact is, oh honey, that I can't pay my taxes. Trigger happy policing. Panic is spreading. God knows where we're heading. If you wanna holler, they just don't understand. They make me wanna holler, they just don't understand. This ain't living. We'll be right back.
Wave 98.3 is CIWV-FM, 98.3 FM, Vancouver.
Good afternoon. It is 5 o'clock, and here's what's making waves. Operations at BC ports resumed today despite the ongoing labor dispute between a union representing more than 700 locked-out port workers and the BC Maritime Employers Association. Yesterday, the employer said the Canada Industrial Relations Board issued an order directing them and all their members to resume operations on November 14th and continue operations and duties until the board makes a final decision about the labor dispute. The organization says it anticipates a high volume of vessels and cargo, which means there will be extensive province-wide labor requirements across all the port areas. On Tuesday, the Labor Minister ordered the immediate restart of port operations and instructed the Canada Industrial Labor Relations Board to move negotiations to binding arbitration after weekend talks stalled without progress. The lockout has been costly for both the workers and the Canadian economy. Experts estimate the dispute has resulted in losses upwards of $6 billion. And Vancouver Canucks forward Dakota Joshua is set to make his return tonight against the New York Islanders, head coach Rick Tocchet announced today. In September, the team, you may recall, announced the 28-year-old would be sidelined indefinitely as he recovers from surgery to address testicular cancer. It's been a long time coming, Joshua said today after the morning skate. That was a scary time, but I'm very thankful and just happy to be in this position still. At today's practice during line rushes, Joshua played right wing on the team's fourth line with Atu Ratti manning the middle and Nils Höglander on the left side. When asked about Joshua's return to the lineup, head coach Rick Tocchet said, it's like making a major trade. Puck drops at 7 o'clock at Rogers Arena, one of 10 NHL games on tap tonight. The other one of interest to hockey fans everywhere, the red-hot Winnipeg Jets are in Tampa Bay to take on the Lightning. Toronto and Winnipeg, the Bombers and the Argos in town now for a couple of days and practicing, getting ready for Grey Cup Sunday. Kickoff at BC Place, 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Yes, 50,000 fans expected to be in the Dome. And there is a big fight on Netflix tomorrow. It'll be the first time anyone will see Iron Mike Tyson go into the ring against someone. In this case, a young man, a younger, certainly by 30 years. We're talking Jake Paul, Mike Tyson. Jake Paul expected to make about $40 million. Mike Tyson's payday, nothing to sneeze at either. He's expected to bring in at least $20 million. That fight only on Netflix. Wave weather, partly cloudy tonight. A chance of a shower or a